This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Pandemic protections for renters in Colorado are changing again. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
This month, landlords in Colorado can again start charging late fees to renters who don't pay on time. It's another step back toward the pre-pandemic rules for rentals. And next month, the federal CDC moratorium on evictions is set to expire. But at the same time that Governor Jared Polis is allowing late fees to return, he also ordered landlords to give renters more time to repay their back rent before they can be evicted. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
U.S. Senator John Hickenlooper is touring the state this week, building support for President Biden's $2.3 trillion infrastructure proposal. At a construction site at Denver International Airport yesterday, Hickenlooper said he hopes the package gets Republican support in Congress, but he said that's not absolutely essential.
Time's moving, right? And we got to get going. So if we can't get bipartisan, we'll try and get as much done as we can through other means.
Democrats hold a one-seat majority in the Senate. Republicans have countered with a much smaller $500 billion infrastructure proposal. And Ford and BMW are betting a Colorado startup has the secret to a better electric car battery. CPR's Sam Brash reports.
Doug Campbell is the CEO of Solid Power in Louisville. He says the automaker's plans will plow $130 million into his company. In the short term, that means 60 new jobs by the end of next year.
Beyond that, if we help contribute to a little industry here all about vehicle electrification, sky's the limit.
Solid Power grew out of research at CU Boulder. Since 2012, it's focused on building solid-state batteries, which store far more energy than traditional lithium-ion batteries. That could help companies improve the range and price of future electric cars and trucks. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
In Denver, it's 44 degrees. In Grand Junction, already 55.